bylaws to bodies that are not supposed to be dealing with them. So if we want to appeal past the level of the GM, I think we appeal to the local station board.
George?
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
I would simply say that in a way I see what you're saying, Michael, but at the same time, the only hook or power, correct me if I'm wrong, that the LSB has is to try to fire the GM, correct? And it can't do that unless the ED is in accordance. And so here we go, we're back to square one. And that's why I was proposing that it go to the PMB. And I also understand your hesitancy, and I think rightly so, to send anything to the PMB or have the PMB interjecting itself in the local affairs of a particular station. However, I don't see where there's an alternative here. And in the end, we are a network. We're not five individual stations. So although I think we want to maintain the general independence of each of the stations, and I'm the first one that's going to argue for that, but at the same time, that can't be absolute either. You know, the program council has to be able to go to the ultimate decision maker.
Bernard, do you want to weigh in on this? Bernard, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm just listening. No comment at this time.
Okay. My feeling is that it isn't practical to bring it up to the PNB level. And there's another way to do that if you really think the issue is that important. It isn't practical because this committee is not going to know what's going on. You know, how are we going to, if this is a contentious issue, how are we going to really get to the heart of what's going on at one of the stations? You know, we got two members, you know, maybe three members show up, so we'd have some, you know, what they say about it. But we have no real investigative powers. We got no way of you know, sifting wheat from the chaff. I can't see it working. And on the other hand, I don't see much point in bringing it up to the LSB, because the LSB is also going to be, it'll be knowledgeable about this. And as Benito points out, in the end, the only thing they can do is to vote to fire their general manager. And if you sort of put it on the general manager put on the line by having to make a decision, you don't have to tell the LSB that. They'll know it if they're really upset with it. And on the other hand, so that's sort of speaking to the impracticality of it. And on the other hand, you know, the LSB has got four members on the PNB. If this is an issue, and I've seen this happen, if this is an issue where whatever's come through the program council and has not been resolved by the GM and the PD, so there's something really going on here, you got people who can bring it to the PNB, and the PNB can do what it wants with it. So it doesn't seem to me to be necessary to have these other procedures. That's my thought about it.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So, George, could you clarify? If I hear you correctly, what you're saying is that it ends with the GM?
Yeah, it ends officially, you know, chain of command with the GM.
Or the program council should take it to their PMB reps.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Some of whom may be on the program council, depending on what we decide to do about that. But they, you know, you can. There are other ways to handle a political issue. So, and in a sense, the thing is set up in such a way that you can do that. So, yeah, that's what I'm suggesting: is we limit it to the GM, and we let the rest be decided by the sort of political network, so to speak.
Okay. That makes sense.
Any objection to that? Okay, great. So let's move forward. And, Michael, you had some... I didn't get into it that we talked about last time.
Thank you. Yes. In the... trying to remember exactly the language, but in the section that begins, the program handles have served to provide a collaborative nexus.
Yes.
We came up with something along the lines of they should have the power to review existing programs and evaluate program proposals, including for compliance with the mission, and recommend changes to schedules. And maybe that's...
What I have here is, specifically, they shall have the power to review programs, including for compliance with the mission, vet new programs, and recommend changes to schedules.
Yeah, I'm saying that we switched it around so the question of mission compliance applied to both existing programs and program proposals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'll just change that around then if no one has any objections. So
I thought that we had already approved that change that Michael's suggesting.
I think I just forgot the language. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs, vet new programs, including for compliance with the mission, and recommend changes to schedules.
Yeah.
I think we need another and.
Okay.
At least.
What do you want the end?
New programs and vet new programs. So that including for compliance with the mission applies to both of those. It's the English teacher.
I got you. Okay.
The other thing was also, next sentence. They shall provide for adjudication of issues arising between staff and management. Oh, it is there. Okay. So I can't remember. I thought we had made some distinction. Maybe we dropped it. So you're saying staff. All right. We took out the thing that paid and unpaid and just left it as staff.
Yes, that's right. Right.
No other means to exist. Okay. So
right.
If there is a contract or there's a recognizer.
We deal with,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Right. Okay.
George?
Is there any other changes?
Yes.
Yeah, I have. Okay.
Okay. I heard Nancy first, and then Benito.
I'm still not satisfied with. It goes up from the program council to the PD to the GM to the LSB national delegates, because it's just a resolution, and it's the purpose is just a little more awareness. And the final decision will be the GM. But if it goes to the PNB programming committee and then it goes to the PNB, or it's just to bring awareness of it, and perhaps these groups can come up with a better suggestion to the GM, because the final decision is the way things are now, it's in the GM's hand. But this would be just a little influence, progressive influence. I hate to just cut it at the national delegates because...
I have a suggestion.
Yes?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We could have this, one of the responsibilities of this program council to be making some kind of annual report. Maybe to the programming, the PMB programming committee. I don't want to write something into this that implies that somebody else is going to override these decisions.
No, it's not. The decision is in the GM's hand. It's just to bring about more awareness. Because, you know, when you do something and you're absolutely right, you feel you're doing what is the correct thing, but you've got a lot of people that are saying, no, another way is better. Maybe that person has absolute confidence because they know they have the last word. But if they can hear other groups of people different than the ones that they're working with, it has sometimes a more inviting, how can I say it in English? The GM would be more willing to... notice something different about it. I mean, maybe easier to swallow from somebody else.
How do you want to change the wording? Because at the moment we've got, without objection, that the majority of the council, if a consensus cannot be reached on a course of action between the program director and a majority of the council, the general manager with a vote of 2/3 of its members. And what would you like to change? Or add to?
Yes, that the program council can still forward their, not really appeal, but how can I say, give report of this 2/3 resolution that was turned down by the GM, and give it to the PNB, and then maybe they can ask them to please forward this report. Maybe the PNB may have a good creative a suggestion. And then also go on higher. The program council have the right to go higher to the PNB and send it, and to the ED. Maybe those people may have a good suggestion. I don't think there's anything wrong with us learning about, you know, a little bit, giving some time to some problem that's in any of the stations. I think we should learn more. Actually, I feel real bad because I don't know all the different shows of all the different stations, and I really think that we should. We could all, you know, outside view is sometimes really productive.
Nancy, what's the wording you want to put? You want to add?
Okay, that the program council with a 2/3 resolution that is not acceptable to the PD or to the GM, that they have a right to pass on their a report of what took place to the PNB programming committee. And to ask the program committee if they have some good suggestion to help this situation, and if and also they can have the right to do the same to the PNB, send, because, you know, your freedom of speech, you can't really stop anybody from asking anything from PNB.
Well, that's part of my point, and we don't have to put it in here for that reason. The program council can do anything it wants in the way of, you know, raising flags about these issues.
Well, but they don't really understand their rights or that they can do things unless you put an example down that they have the choice to continue and ask the other groups, the PNB programming committee and the ED and the PNB, for some suggestion, at the same time letting them be aware that this kind of problem happens.
Okay, so what's the wording you want?
To say they still have, if there's no consensus after appealing to the GM, then sending a report of their grievance, their 2/3 resolution that was not accepted, to the PNB programming committee, and ask at the same time for a suggestion. And then they can also send to the PNB and to the ED and ask for a suggestion. That's way that the GM knows that it's not going to just stop with him, that it's going to, or her, that it will proceed. So if he's really confident of what he's decided to do, then no problems. But if he's not, if he knows it's going to go, other people are going to know about it, then he might be a little bit more careful about, you know, and might be a little more better outcome of cooperation.
George,
anybody want to speak to this, Benito?
Yeah. Michael suggested a little while ago that maybe the way to deal with this is for the program council to hand in to produce an annual report to the PNB programming committee, if I remember correctly. I would like to support that and make two recommendations. It's more or less a little bit different, but more or less what you said, Nancy. Number one, I would add that the annual report go to the PNB programming committee and the LSB. Number one. Number two, that in addition to the annual report, that the program council could write a report or a grievance on any particular issue at any particular time, both to the PNB programming committee and the LSB. and their the PMB directors. The PMB directors of that station.
Okay, so for both number one and number two, it's they can send the report to PNB Programming Committee and LSB and the PNB directors.
Of that station.
Of that station, okay. Does it have to wait for a whole year? I mean, because years...
No, that's what I'm saying. Do an annual report, but also if there's a particular issue that the program council considers to be a grievance, well, they can file the grievance.
Ah, yes.
You're with all three groups at whatever time.
Oh, yes. I think this is good. And if the manager thinks he's doing the best, then he doesn't have anything to worry about. But if the manager thinks he's not doing something right, this will encourage him. Yes. How do you think about that, Bernard?
So what I hear you saying, Nancy, and you're agreeing to Benito's suggestion that we put something in suggesting to the program council that they should make an annual report and that they may make a report at any time to the LSB and the programming committee. I thought we had decided earlier that we were not going to make this as an act of a grievance, which the to try to get the GM's decision overruled. And I thought, Nancy, you were suggesting it wasn't really to do that. It was more to sort of get advice from the LSB or from the programming council. So is it clear that is not that we're not going to try to overrule the general manager with this?
Well, we can't change. We can't. Well, I don't know how far you want to jump off a cliff, because the way things are now, the general manager, everything stops with him. But if we have a way to make more awareness about it, then the general manager might change his mind, or if he doesn't change his mind, then it's everyone knows. Everyone knows what the problem or anyway, more oversight. I think PMB should be aware because if the executive director. Go ahead.
It's not about decision making capacity. Is that correct?
It's not. It's not correct. Really. I mean, first I thought, oh, that's great, but then. We need the PNB to agree on, whole, it's not just the PNB, it's the CPB rules, isn't it, that makes the manager responsible for everything, isn't that right?
I'm not sure, but it is the PNB that does that. Anyone else want to speak to that?
George.
Give somebody else, go ahead, Benito.
Well, I was just going to say I wasn't aware I didn't mean when I used the word grievance, I did not take it for granted that the word grievance necessarily meant that we're seeking to overturn, a decision. Maybe it does, maybe that's what the word means. And if so, then maybe we could use another word, because I wasn't proposing that. I was trying to stay in accord with what we had already agreed to. I'm simply saying that in some kind of way, I think what Nancy's saying, and I agree with that, is that there has to be a mechanism for the PMB, excuse me, for the program council to demonstrate and record its displeasure and disagreement with the decision of the GM, and that needs to go, in the first place to the LSB, but also to the programming committee, PMB programming committee, But not in the sense that we're seeking to overturn that particular decision, but that's something that the LSB would take into account when it's doing its review.
Okay, as I hear the suggestion, and it's to request that they require that they send an annual report on the functioning of the program council to the LSB and to the PNB programming committee, is that correct?
Well, and particular decisions that the programming committee disagreed with.
They may send such a report at any time on a particular...
Right. An annual report, but also at any time.
All right. So that's clear. Anybody else want to speak to that? Is there any objection to that?
See, I think that's a way that nobody can object to. We're not trying to rewrite the law.
I'm asking if there's any objections. You're for it, so you don't have to.
Sorry.
Okay, so I hear no objections, so I'll add that in after the last sentence there. So it will read, the Program Council will provide an annual report to the LSB and the PNB Programming Committee on its functioning and may at any time send such a report on a particular issue. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
And PNB. Oh, then also to the PNB, right? PNB Programming Committee and the LSB, but should go to the other.
The PNB Programming Committee, you shouldn't send it to the PNB also, because it's sort of screwing up the chain of command.
Yeah, I see. So, and the program, PNB Programming Committee, well, what they want to do with it, that's their business. They
that's
can send
them.
It.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, is there anything else about this? We've got about 15 more minutes. Is there anything else that people want to change?
I have a question, not necessarily. In the previous sentence, wait a minute, the previous paragraph, it's the second paragraph. It ends with terms shall be for 2 years.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that refers to the term of the Program Council as a collective body, right?
Yes.
Now, my question would be, how does that translate, or how do we implement that with regard to LSB members that were elected for 1 year?
It doesn't matter. You could be elected for 1 year, put on the Program Council, and be on the Program Council for 2 years, but you're not on the LSB anymore. And the people electing you would know that was going to happen. So I don't see. I mean, you might not want to do that, but I don't see that it's really a problem.
Well, but at that point, I guess the question that comes to mind, if the LSB elected someone, it's electing someone as its, not exactly as its representative, but someone that comes from the LSB. How you slice that, I don't know, but I guess the LSB would be concerned that it be able to count on that representation, if that's the word we want to use, for those 2 years. So if a person is no longer an LSB member, now they are a listener or a programmer, I don't know. I mean, is that something that...
You could just leave it as, well, that's a factor in the LSB's decision, or we could add, term shall be for 2 years, or for an LSB member, the maximum of 2 years, or the term for an LSB member, something like that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't have a strong position. It's something that, you know.
Anyone else want to change it? Feel like we should, or just leave it the way it is? Any further thoughts on that?
I'll just use this to restate my opposition again to having the LSB, quote-unquote, represented on this body. I had another issue which I raised earlier and wasn't spoken to.
Oh, what was that?
Programming policies determined by the LSB and or...
But before we go on, could we finish this?
Sure.
I hear Michael essentially saying, I didn't like this, but I'm going to stand aside. I'm not going to make a deal about this. And he'd like
so
to go
I'm
on.
Just asking, how are we leaving it?
Well, does anyone want to make a motion to change it so that it reads, term shall be for 2 years, that the maximum should be a maximum of 2 years, or for an LSB member, the duration of their term on the LSB, something like that.
Okay, I would. That makes sense to me. George's
want,
word.
Want
to
move that? Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, I'll change that too. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and or PNB, I don't believe, to the best of my understanding, that the LSB actually sets programming policies. I think that we...
Let me read what it says, because I think it's ambiguous. At our LSB, we talk as though we think we should have that capacity. Let me read what it actually says to everybody. So,
what paragraph are we on?
This is it's page 21 on my thing, but it's section 3 of Article 7. And it's
you're reading from the bylaws.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were referring here to one of these paragraphs.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
So it's to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purpose of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and communities, geographic, served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. So that's the statement which I think... In some sense, what we're trying to do is to trying to flesh that out in some way and make some institutional structure for that to happen. I read it as saying that, yeah, the LSB should have a role in programming policy. It says to work with station management. It doesn't say that they set the policy and the management fulfills it. So it isn't really clear, and Michael, you're feeling that it doesn't actually give them any role in policy. Is that right?
Well, like you say, my experience, I have more experience on the KPFK Interim Program Council than on the LSB, but on the Interim Program Council, we did recommend policies to the program director, and some of them were actually adopted as far as evaluation of programs and so on. So, but I haven't seen that happening on the local station board since I've been on it. I don't know.
George.
Michael, you finished?
Yeah.
Benito.
Well, I would simply say that I think policy, I guess I interpreted it as the way you're interpreting it, George, more or less, you know, that we should have some kind of, or the LSB's, and the program council in this case should have some kind of influence, but that's not to say that they're going to set it, you know. I would be against the LSB being able to set it.
To set policy or to tell them what to do?
To tell them what to do. But I do think that the role of any elected body, the role of governance, is policy. So I think that the LSB should have some kind, and the program council here should have some kind of role. I'm not suggesting that they should set it, but that they should have a role.
I don't disagree with that, but the language of the resolution that George put forward says implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and or PNB. So,
well, would you like to move to strike LSB or maybe strike them both and just...
Okay, why don't we go through that paragraph or that sentence?
Okay, so I'll read it again. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, and... station for the purpose of implementing programming policies, this is how it reads now, determined by the LSB.
You're breaking up again.
George, you said determined by the LSB, and then we didn't hear anything.
Oh, and George? Or the PNB. Determined by the LSB and or the PNB. So, Michael, how would you like to change that?
I would like to put the LSB in that
Just strike LSD.
Yeah.
Okay.
George.
Anybody want to speak to that? Any objection to that?
Yeah, George.
Yeah, go ahead.
I disagree. You know, I know generally, Michael, I know your whole thing is that you don't think that the LSB should be involved in any of this. I take the opposite position, and I find myself very uncomfortable in having to do that because I've been taking the opposite position with my own LSB. You know, but now I see the opposite side of this. You know, I think the wording here, it says for the purpose of the word, George's wording or what we agreed to, it says for the purpose of implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and or the PMB. I don't understand what the problem is with that.
Well, you just said it yourself. You don't think the LSB should be setting it, and this is determined by. Determined by, in my mind, is the same as setting. Just to say, you know, it has an important role to play, exactly as the language states, which is to evaluate whether their policies are being applied fairly and the programming actually is mission compliant. But from my experience of having been on a program council, I can tell you that it's a full-time responsibility all by itself, that the LSB, which has many other full-time responsibilities, is not really capable of doing. That's why I agree with the idea of a program council.
So your wording, what would you propose? What's the wording you would propose?
I would just, if we're going to say determined by, I would strike the LSB and just say determined by the PMB.
George?
Yeah.
I sort of see what Michael is saying, but maybe the problem is determined, the word determined, you know. But I think that some kind of way we have to allow for some kind of role for the LSB in this process. And I don't think, and this is something we already said earlier with respect to a different issue, but, you know, the PMB is not going to know what's going on, nor be interested, probably, in what's going on at a particular station. You know, and that program council is interested in what's going on at that station.
Right.
George, this is Alex. Can I say
Alex?
Something?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I've actually been listening in for the last hour or so, and I think this is a terrific discussion. It's I wish the other committees of the National Board and the National Board itself could follow the example of this committee. I think people have had some very, very fruitful things to say and have been respectful of other people's opinions, and it's really wonderful. On this particular issue, I want to come down in favor of leaving the reference to the LSB in there because the whole purpose of the program council is to provide some institutional mechanism for carrying out the bylaws mandate for the LSBs to oversee programming. So I do think you have to have some reference to the LSB in there. Maybe you don't want to say determined or something like that. You could certainly amend that a bit, but if you don't have the LSB in there, then we're kind of without an anchor here, I think.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yes. Isn't there a word collaboration somewhere written? LSB and general manager are supposed to be in collaboration. I mean, isn't there somewhere that word is used?
I read you what there is. To work with station management to ensure the station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and communities geographic served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. So that's what we got.
I have no objection to it. I mean, programming has to come from somewhere, and depending on how, this doesn't determine how the stations operate that determines how the program council operates.
Right.
Right.
I have suggested language. Maybe this will work. I don't know. After the word implementing programming policies, I would put a comma and say, under the authority of the LSB and PNB.
That's more authoritarian than what we got.
I thought so.
The LSB and the PNB have certain authority. It doesn't say the policies are...
I hear what you're saying. So what you're saying is we'll leave what the authority is of the LSB vague.
Well, we'll leave what the authority is of the LSB to the bylaws, which is where it's always been.
Vague, okay. okay, so that's say it again, Michael. Say what your suggestion is.
Okay, program councils are served to provide a collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, and the management. I'm not sure why we left the staff out there of the station for the purpose of implementing programming policies, comma, under the authority of the LSB and PNB.
Say that last part again, please. For the purposes of implementing
policies, comma, under the authority of the LSB and PNB.
Anybody want to speak to this change?
So that means leaving the PC out.
No. The program council. It says the program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing programming policies, comma, under the authority of the LSB and PNB. Specifically, I shall have the power to review programs, whatever it was, review existing programs and vet new programs, including for compliance with the mission, and recommend changes to schedule.
We're changing.
I have a suggestion, and I think it goes in Michael's direction, but it gets rid of this awful word authority.
Okay.
For the purpose of implementing the programming policy.
George. I'm sorry, George, you went out again.
For the purpose of implementing the programming policies of the LSB and PNB.
The programming policies of the LSB and PNB?
Yeah. So it doesn't say they determine it anymore. It doesn't say, you know, under the authority of. It just says the policy from...
That come from.
PNB.
The policies that come from either of those bodies.
Yeah.
I think that's better.
Is that okay, Michael?
Of, you're saying of, okay.
Okay, is there anything else?
Yeah, George.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael brought out a point a minute ago. I thought, we said collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, and the management of the station. And Michael brought out that we missed here at the last meeting, we had added staff.
A collaborative nexus between the board, the listeners, the staff, and the management. How about that?
Yeah.
Any objection to that?
Yes. No, that's fine. So we should seek the input from staff and listeners.
Well, yeah, the staff is part of the PA, I mean, it's on the program council, and so are the listeners, so it's sort of...
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And I was thinking going on the air and giving a report and to listeners.
Yes, I actually favor that. That we passed a resolution at our LSB that we have such reports from the...
Program Council.
What we currently have is called the LPAC, but whatever, it would be applied to this as well.
Well, we have a phrase about any questions should be made widely available to the listeners. So, that could include that.
It does put me. I don't have exact language, but the issue that was raised consistently on the interim program council we have here was the question of accountability back to the constituencies that we were elected to represent. So maybe in addition to reporting to the whatever that language would be added about reporting to the LSB and the program, we should also say that the this body should report regularly to the constituencies it represents, or something like that.
Yeah, I think it would be nice if we, because the board is, LSB is supposed to make a report to the public. At PFT, it's every other month, but if it's in Fund Drive, it gets forgotten unless somebody speaks up.
So anybody want to suggest the wording?
Yes, a report to the listeners from the PC.
I think it was Michael who suggested it. I don't remember if it was Michael or Benito, but anyway, this was something on the air.
Yes.
Which means that management has to give it time on the air, basically.
No, we respectfully ask permission from manager to...
I mean, this is coming... If this is implemented, it's a PNB report, so... it's a PNB directive, so... If you want to put in that they shall have airtime, you could do that, or you can just leave it. I mean, at the moment it's totally vague. It says the dialogue of the program council shall be made widely available to the listeners. So between that and sort of requiring that they hour every week or something, there's a whole spectrum. So what do you want to suggest? Benito, good.
Yeah, I would recommend that we leave it as is, and every station can work it out amongst themselves how they want to do that. But I personally don't know or don't really think that putting those kind of reports on air is the best way to go, and I'm not so sure that listeners want to hear all that.
Right. So is that okay? Can we leave it just vague like that, or does somebody else want to suggest another wording?
Can I suggest something? Sure. What I said earlier was that we had added a sentence, and I don't know where it went, about the program council shall make reports to the LSB and PNB.
Yeah.
Maybe to that we can add periodic reports to its constituents. Without reference to on air or how, but just so that it's clear that once the body's elected, it's not just making its own decisions as individuals. It has some responsibility to the people who elected it.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
Well, Benito did not like that. Right?
No, I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. All right.
It's like Michael just... I don't have any problem with what Michael just proposed.
Okay. And then can we add just a little bit on the sense to not just periodic reports, but also suggestions from the listeners, you know, live on the air for programming, improving? Do y'all ever do that? We don't.
We have community, a half hour of community input. Anybody can call in and make any suggestion they want.
But
do you want to add, Nancy?
Periodic reports and requesting input of the listeners on the air. Programming improvement input.
You're getting into micromanaging now.
Oh, really? Just to ask the listeners how they feel? Oh, really?
I mean, you can do that without putting that in there.
Oh, well, yes, but we don't do that.
Well, you just don't do it. I mean, bring it up with your folks.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Yeah, Benito. I mean, George. Yeah, I agree with Bernard. You know, I really think that's micromanaging, and it's opening up Pandora's box. You know, you got all these listeners out there. Each one of them, you know, thinks they are an expert on programming. And they, and you know what I'm saying? That you're going to have a million people calling in trying to suggest, make all these suggestions that are totally off the wall. I mean, this is radio. This is, that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, there has to, I think that our charge is to produce quality radio that is reflective of the people's movements, that speaks to justice. But it is quality radio. We're not, you know what I'm saying? And I think that this stuff about, you know, letting every single listener out there come on the air and run some stuff about, oh, I think that we should have a program on this, that, and the other, and we should change this show to, I mean, people spend their time, developing their show, and programming staffs spend their time improving that air sound. You know, I don't. Listeners don't know nothing about that.
Can I get in the snack?
Yeah, Mark, feel.
You know, I think there are a lot of ways to get listener input where it doesn't, you're not necessarily having people on the air making their suggestions. A couple of things we proposed were that the station have some focus groups that would listen to programming and in a methodical way evaluate it. Also, the idea of surveys could be on the website where people could, you know, use the basic evaluation form that the program council is using to, you know, provide individual evaluations of programs. So maybe we can just put in a sentence somewhere that says solicit listener input without specifying how, as a task or a power or whatever, either a responsibility or a power or something of this program council to solicit listener input and evaluation or something like that. Without saying it's on the air, or, you know, it could be at the town halls. It could be a lot of different ways to do it. But
yeah, I second the motion.
So I'll put that in with report to the listeners and solicit listener. What would you call it? Listener input
and evaluation
in written form.
Okay.
I don't want to specify what form. That's what I was saying.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none. We got about no time, but is there anything else? Anything else you want to change?
I don't want to be obstructionist, but I'm going to ask if we can vote on it to separate the questions, because I feel constrained to vote no on the paragraph about the composition. So I would like that no vote recorded. That I'm going to vote no on the whole thing.
George.
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
Yeah, with all due respect, Michael, I think, as I said earlier, we already voted on this issue, man.
He would just like to have a number recorded that we would forward to the PNB. Is that correct, Michael?
But the point is that my point is that we have dealt with issue after issue after issue, and we've had votes or consensus on each and every single one of these individual issues. We've done them one at a time. We've already done all this. You know, this is supposed to be a committee. We come up with a collective product.
Wesley or Stack? Who said Stack?
Wesley.
Good, Wesley. Wesley, go ahead.
I move
question.
Let's vote on it. Let's vote on it.
Vote on what? Whole thing or pieces?
I'm ready to vote for the whole thing. I'm thinking.
Michael's suggestion was to go back through each piece and record the vote on each one. And it seems to me that this is a question for the committee to decide what it wants to do. I don't hear a lot of support for that. But does anybody else want to go back and do it that way? Okay, Michael, I don't hear anybody else wants to do it. So, is it all right with you if we go ahead and vote on the whole thing?
You can go ahead and vote on the whole thing, but then I'm going to vote no.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Having heard. The other possibility is we could attach minority ports.
And I thought we already went through that.
Well,
George, it's always legal to attach a minority report to a report out of a committee. So that's a problem. Yeah.
Okay, so is that okay, Michael? You can write a minority report, which I'll include to forward to the PNB, raising your objection to that piece, and we'll forward the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Now, is there any objection to the proposal as it's been reworked this evening?
Well, just to be clear, that I'm voting no. Otherwise, I'm not in the minority, so I'm going to vote no and file that minority report.
Oh, okay.
we'll have to take a vote on it then.
Okay. So, would you call the roll?
Yes. Okay. Now, Alex is here, right? Okay. I'm going to include you in this meeting. Yeah, because you were listening off the air. Okay. All right, Michael Novix.
No.
No. Okay. Nancy Cyber and Itomi, yes. George Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Bernard White?
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We have one, two, three, four, five. Six yes and one no. Seven of us.
I will, as soon as I get Michael's minority report, Michael, you can get that to me over the weekend, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you send me the final form of it, I'll try to get it. I'll be the point man on the national board if you want to try to present it.
Absolutely.
With the minority report, of course.
Yes. Okay, we'll do. I'll get it to Arlene as well to go to the program directors, and that'll.
I'll notify the chair of the board to put the PNB report on the agenda.
Great.
The programming committee report, right?
Good work. We need to set the next meeting. Should be after December 1st, I would think.
I'm sorry. In relation to that, the committee report, could there at least be a request for an update on the Spanish language programming policy that was passed by the PNB?
I'm sure that'll happen. I expect Rodrigo will be there, even if... Incidentally, did you announce that Rodrigo's mom passed away?
Yeah, Michael mentioned it.
Okay.
What I'm asking is, I'd like to make a motion that this committee request an update on that policy.
Is there any objection to that?
Request a what?
An update on the policy on Spanish language programming. Rodrigo had put it on the agenda last time to have for this committee
to do so, to make such a request. Actually, I think he wanted us to make an investigation of our own. But Mike, what Michael is proposing is that we have the committee ask the PNB to make a report back on what's happening.
George?
Yeah, Benito?
This is a question. This, if I understand correctly, the PMB re-voted on this issue or to implement this issue at the last PMB meeting, which was in September?
I can't
August,
speak.
Or August, September, whatever.
There was a vote on it in the past. I don't recall the exact language, but it kind of did reaffirm whatever that motion was that was passed several years ago.
They adopted a policy that all five stations should have at least 1 hour per day of Spanish language programming between certain hours of the day, and directed the executive director to work with the general managers to make that happen.
Right. But I guess my point, if I can, my point was, what I was trying to say is that this was a decision reaffirming a prior decision. Since nothing ever happened in 4 or 5 or whatever number of years, the PMB re-voted or reaffirmed that prior decision, but that was in September. We are now 2 months later. So I'm questioning, you know, whether this is a proper time, because I would think that if this decision or reaffirmation was just done 2 months ago, there has not been enough time to give the GMs and PDs, you know, time to implement it.
There was a timeline in the motion which called for programming to begin by the first of the year. So the point of this motion is to ask for an update on what progress has been towards fulfilling that mandate.
Well, just since we're on the topic, you should consider the following, that this committee had voted for something somewhat different that came out of the committee. That was to set up, again, I don't remember the exact wording, but it was to set up a study group to see how we could best implement Spanish language programming. But before the National Board had a chance to hear the committee's report, this motion was introduced, which to some extent preempted the committee's motion, although not, I think not completely. I think we might still consider if we want to ask the National Board to listen to our previous motion, which would be to set up a committee or a work study or something like that to investigate how we can implement Spanish language programming. It's still a viable question, I think.
George?
Continue.
Well, in light of what Alex just said, I would like to support what he just, you know, the idea of the programming committee making that suggestion to the PMB at this time. Because frankly, I personally don't think that motion was well thought out. And I think that there are some very substantial problems with it. You know, and I think that a more studied approach would be beneficial to all the stations.
Okay.
So if I hear you correctly, then you are supporting Michael in suggesting that this committee ask for an update from the PNB.
No, I'm supporting Alex in terms of this committee submitting its proposal. For a study or study group. I forgot your exact wording, Alex.
Task force, yeah.
Okay, to see how this could be done, how it could be implemented.
Well, the two things are not mutually exclusive.
I don't want to get bogged down in the parliamentary procedure, but I made a motion earlier that's what's under discussion. So there's no necessary conflict between my motion and what is being proposed. But I'd like to have a vote on my motion, which was that the committee request an update, not just from the PNB, but from management, regarding the implementation of the motion passed by the PNB.
That is in order. That is what's on the floor. Let's see, I heard Nancy and then Benito.
Yes. Yeah, I agree that we request from the PNB to give a check with the GMs how is it going, this 1 hour a day in Spanish programming.
Benito, go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say, I didn't particularly hear it, but if Michael, if you say you made a motion, you made a motion, and so that's cool, and therefore, that's what's on the table. However, I'll simply say that I find it quite strange that we have gone four meetings where we have tried to work with, in terms of consensus and all that, and without formal motions. And we tried to work these things out in a collaborative, consensus type manner. And now all of a sudden, when we change the subject, you want to insist, Robert's rules and the bylaws, Robert's rules give you the floor because you filed the motion. If you file the motion, yes, technically you are right. That is what is under discussion. But personally, I think that's unfair given the way we have been working up to now.
If I can speak in my own defense.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was concerned that the meeting was about to draw to an end without dealing with this item. Therefore, I introduced it as a motion because I want to go on record. I'll also point out that although we've tried to operate by consensus, we took a vote on the last one, and I voted no.
Michael was in order. He did make a motion, and I did hear.
Yeah, I'm not questioning whether he's in order.
And it is getting late. My own feeling is this. We will need to get a report back about what's happened with the motion that's there. In any case, whether we want to introduce the motion that came out of this committee again or revisit the issue, it would be useful to have heard whatever the PNB has got, whatever the executive director has got to say about where has it gone to. So my suggestion would be that we approve Michael's motion and ask for a report back from the PNB about what's happened so far, and that we meet again on December 9th, which is after two meetings of the PNB, and revisit the question. It's on the agenda anyway, of Spanish language programming. Is that satisfactory?
Can we do an on Friday?
It doesn't have to be the 9th. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, it would be useful to have the information anyway. I'm supportive of having the committee ask for it, and we can then deal with the large issue behind all of this at the next meeting, which can be either the 9th or the 20th from my schedule. It should certainly be after the PNB meeting, and it's the 9th and the 20th are the earliest dates available during the week. So, before we get to the date, is there any objection to the procedure that I suggested, which is we approve?
That we approve what?
Again.
You broke out. That we approve what, George?
Request the PNB for a report back on how the Spanish language programming motion that was approved by the PNB is actually being implemented. Is that correct, Michael?
The result might be that the management says, it's impossible to amend the time frame allotted or whatever the result is. My main concern is that I've seen many, many resolutions passed that have no effective implementation, and I think we owe it to ourselves to, you know, stay on top of these things.
Okay. Is there any objection to the committee asking for that report back? Okay, good. Hearing none, the only question left is the date. So Alex, you will also fold that into your committee report. Are you still there?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And so we have the 9th is free, the 20th is free, and I don't really care.
George?
Yeah, Benito?
I would suggest the 20th.
Which is Tuesday, December 20th?
Yeah.
Any objection to Tuesday, December 20th?
Tuesdays are not good for me.
Oh.
Okay.
The 19th and the 22nd are also open on the KPFTX calendar. 19th is a Monday, 22nd is a Thursday.
Actually, come to think of it, I can make it on that Monday because what I usually do on Mondays I won't be able to do anyway. So the 19th is also okay. Is there any objection to the 19th?
That's a Monday night, third Monday.
Monday night.
Okay.
Yeah, third
okay,
night.
Great. Margie can perhaps make it then.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
So the 19th
is on the 19th. I'll post it. I'll get this all written up, and I will send it to you all first before I actually send it out to the PNB. And so get back to me this weekend if you can. If you see any corrections, if I didn't word it the way you think.
And word it the what, George? And word is the what?
Agreed on, essentially. I think I've got it pretty clear, and I'll put it together and send it out. In fact, I'll do that right away in his minority report.
Yes, I'll prepare that as soon as I can.
I do want to say this was a great meeting, by the way.
Me too.
Glad to hear it.
I agree.
I had one quick request before we break up, which is that we never voted on the minutes of the last meeting. We got minutes for, and we...
Oh, that's my fault.
So I forgot
about it. We'll do it at the next meeting for sure.
Yeah, I'm saying if we could have also minutes of the last meeting and of this meeting, and then we could vote on all three at the next one, that would be helpful.
Yes. That's my fault. I apologize. I will get those minutes up.
Okay. That's great. Okay, folks, good night.
All right.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.